Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460, the brand new studios, I might say, of this week. This is our inaugural week in our new studios, and I have with me my co-host for the day, Sharon Clark.
Good morning. This is so beautiful in here.
Is it nice
in
here?
Oh, my gosh. I feel spoiled.
Well, it's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 19th of December, and the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week, expanded walk-in humidor. There, yeah, all types of new products for Christmas. So, good morning. And Bob, what's it look like today for weather? What's going to happen today, tomorrow, on Christmas Day?
All righty. Well, if you want to go out and get some last-minute Christmas shopping in, today is the day, high near 61 under mostly sunny skies. That'll remain clear tonight, but tomorrow the clouds move in, rain likely mainly after 4 p.m. High near 55. Good, about a quarter of an inch of rain likely on Tuesday night. Friday we'll see showers tapering off. Sunday will be sunny, and then Christmas, by the time we get to Christmas Day, chance of showers. So rain on and off over the next several days, with daytime highs near 60, overnight lows near 40. Currently in downtown Reading, we are at 50 degrees. And this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay, Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned business out of Anderson, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans and has payment plans for those who are buying a lot of propane during the winter. Good morning, Sharon Clark.
Oh, my gosh. And I do want to let everybody know that I did get my hand slapped for trying to bring in my coffee without a lid on it this morning.
There's no uncovered. There are no lidless.
No.
Containers in here.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's a beautiful table. Oh my
Isn't
gosh!
It nice? Mike yeah. Huber, State Granite. Man, I tell you what, he's done the granite in our house. He's done, Huber just does great work.
It's
and
gorgeous.
You give him an idea, and then you let him run with it. He walks in here, and then our friend Lou White did the wood here, and then Bob did all of the wiring, so we've got things we plug in. You can plug in your computers. You've got everything. We can run in. He's also got the ability. We can bring in two more microphones, put up scan microphones, like when we have all the kids coming in.
Right, right.
For
singing. Yeah.
We could bring in the whole Madrigal course if we wanted to, or all the kids from Shasta High. The studio is big enough.
And the equipment sounds like I can just tell a difference in my headphones too.
Great?
Like all new equipment.
We bought new processors.
Bob, you did an amazing job.
Next to her is Ashley Essence.
And the wall treatments were Ashley and her friend whose name I forget.
Ian.
They did the wall treatments, which really get that room under control. And there's more to come. The big gray thing in the corner will go away.
Yeah, the production computer, right. the thing where all the receivers
old,
are.
The old automation system.
The old automation system, because we have a new automation system.
Just fabulous.
You see that on your invoice this year.
And it's really entertaining to watch the interesting individuals. There was just a gentleman walking by the window, kind of staring in, and we've got a gal out at the hotel taking her dog out to use the restroom. So you've got a lot of little entertainment going on down here.
Well, as we get along, as summer gets here and it gets a little more, we'll put out little things. We also have a temperature. We also have a thermometer outside that's wired to this right here, and it says 50 degrees.
So you got really accurate temperatures.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty accurate. Yeah. Yeah, I think they're they're accurate for right in here. When we give different when Bob reads something, he reads it off of the airport. And there's different little weather systems all around Reading.
Yeah, my house on the west side is usually a little bit cooler over here.
I tell you what, let me throw this out right now. The Good News Rescue Mission's Christmas Celebration Children's Toy Giveaway is going to be on December 21st from 11 a.m., till 6 p.m. But, however, the mission is still in need of 200 to 300 turkeys or hams to ensure they can provide for a list of local families. And just, we've done that before. Bought a couple of turkeys and just dropped them off down there, and then it goes to a great place. So you might want to do that if you want for more. And also they're inviting you to also the public for that dinner on the December 21st. They served over 1,275 meals. They gave out over 520 coats. At the Thanksgiving banquet, they gave away no goats.
No goats.
They gave away no goats. they rented a goat, but they no. Okay. For more information, call Janet at 242-5920 and ask for Janet. Okay. Now, right now, you know, even though we think of this as a very, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, all this is, you know, kind of a joyful time of the year, it's also very stressful. This is the time on Christmas Eve is the day that most heart attacks occur in the United States.
Well, are you serious?
I'm serious. I'm serious as a heart attack.
That's great news, though, Carl.
No, it's true. It's true. No, it does, because and Dr. Kahn told us that years ago. Mm-hmm. He said that, you know, if you're going to have a heart attack, a lot of them happen on. He says most of them happen on Christmas. He said Christmas, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. Then I just saw the statistics from American Medical Association, because uh-huh. all the stress that's going on. But you have in your business, I mean, you see this. I mean, people are having to make decisions. They're waiting until they get through Christmas.
A lot. You know, right now the calls that come in for home helpers are crisis mode usually. So if they're calling me now, it's usually mom's coming out of the hospital. Because, you know, even though the rest of us are on with our holidays, there are families whose loved ones are in the hospital. They want to get them home before the holidays mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. So we do get some of those. But one of the things that I really like to talk to people about this time of year is, you know, when you're visiting your family, whether you're in Reading or you're leaving to go visit family, it's a really great opportunity to check in on your aging loved ones and really see behind the scenes as far as what's going on in the home. And there are some common things that you can check while you're there, like really easy things like check the fridge. Are foods being thrown out? Are things expired? Is there adequate food being shopped for? Sometimes you may not realize mom and dad are struggling more to get food into the home, and so that may be something they can use help with. You can look at hygiene. Is mom always been a very pristine dresser and her hygiene's always been impeccable, and you show up and she's disheveled and in clothes that look like they haven't been laundered? That's signifying some type of pattern change, whether it's maybe a medical issue happening to her or she's overwhelmed with caring for dad. You know, checking out bill paying, past due notices. There's just a lot of ways to kind of double check whether they're needing some extra help. And that may not be formally hiring a caregiver. It could be that you get them a house cleaner. It could be that there's a family member locally who can help out a little bit more. So you can visit my website. It's readinghomehelpers.com. And we have there all of these kind of different tips and what to look for over the holidays if you have concerns about your loved one. And another great one is medications. And really the last statistic I read was 65% of hospitalizations each year among the elderly are due to medication noncompliance. So it's a huge challenge, folks overtaking it, undertaking it. We catch clients constantly filling the pill box wrong, misunderstanding the dosages they're supposed to be taking. Many times there's blood pressure meds that if your blood pressure is in this range, you take it. If it's out of that range, you don't. And you know, that can be very complicated for people. And so when you sit down with your aging loved one and you see all their pill situation, and just ask, can you explain to me, mom or dad, what's your pill protocol here? What's going on? What do you take and why are you taking it? And double check that it matches what's supposed to be happening. And if they have their system set up and it's working for them, great. But sometimes they can't really explain what they're taking and why. And the dose on the bottle may not match the dose that they're putting in the pill box. And so that's a really easy thing to catch this time of the year.
Wow. Well, you know what? That's a whole lot of things. And, you know, just thinking in when we go down and visit Linda's parents, 87, 85, Linda looks around the house. Mm-hmm. Of course, there's been no change. And she says, you know what? She said, I saw some cobwebs over in the corner, but that could be because their eyesight
right.
is kind of going.
You
know,
more
because
likely.
I was going to say, you know, honey, if that's a problem, then we've got a problem at our house. And then, in fact, half the things you described, I thought, God, I hope my kids don't come here. They're going to call Sharon, and I'm going to have a, you know, a very large woman follow me around
right.
all day.
That's right. Expired
yeah,
milk in your fridge or something. Well, I think a lot of times.
What's that green stuff on the bread? I mean, I think a lot of times
people, like, can really fool you on the phone.
Oh,
and, you know,
yeah.
and when you call, they sound like they're great. They sound like they're doing fine. And it's not really until you kind of pull the curtain back
And you go and visit.
That you go and visit, that you can really see what's happening.
Okay, Sharon Clark's my co-host, but also she is the owner, the beginner, the founder of Renting Home Helpers, and has a large group of people that she helps. But you know, all of your employees is what I like telling people. You know, you've background. Everybody's gotten a background check. They're all insured and bonded. They're trained by you.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of them is. Matched with a compatible family.
Correct.
So, you know, if you can have somebody that's just absolutely fabulous, but they just don't get along
mm-hmm.
for one reason or another.
Absolutely.
It could be, you know, so, and I know that you go down and you do the, you know, you do a free in-home consultation
mm-hmm.
so that you're matching what the family needs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so important, too. You know, you're just not showing people down there because that's just, that doesn't make anybody happy.
No, and I mean, I value my staff so much. I have people that have been with me over 10 years, and part of that is that I value and appreciate what they bring to the table and what they bring to our community. So I want them to feel comfortable in the assignment
sure.
that they have and that they have the skill set to, you know, complete the assignment. But I tell my clients all the time, I say, you're my boss and I don't want to get fired. And they always laugh. And I say, you probably haven't employed anybody for a while, you know, and kind of giving them the power, you know,
sure.
in that
well,
scenario
they,
of like, you know,
you
may not be able to decide if you need a caregiver, but you can decide when they come, what they do, why they're there, how long they stay. You know, there's a lot of power I want to give back to that senior because it's not something anyone looks forward to.
That's right.
Needing help in their
yeah.
home. So we want to make it as easy as we can.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. 7:16 in the morning at KCNR 1460. Soon to be FM next year as soon as the stuff's on its way and we get it hung up in the mountain. that could be a little bit more.
Hashtag 2019 goals.
2019. Yeah. Hashtag 1 or January. 2019.
Cool.
Anyway.
Okay.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. SST Oil on the move everywhere, moving millions of gallons of oil and kerosene. But, you know, the other things they do is they take care of people that have kerosene water heaters, kerosene home heaters. This is SST's oil forte also. They're out there helping to make sure that you have hot water and a warm home all the time. At SST Oil. Plus the fact, you know, and I've said it a million times, I'm so proud that they're partners with us and we're aligned with them is what they did during the fires. They were out there 24 hours a day making sure our firefighters had the diesel and the gas that they needed to keep fighting those fires. And, you know, that's not an easy job, 24 hours a day, taking the gas and the diesel out to places where there's fire alongside the road. Just so our brave men and women out there that are fighting these fires would have fuel to be able to run their generators so they could, when they came back down, they could have a place to sit down. Or that the bulldozers are running all this. This is SST Oil. Great people. They're always looking for good employees. It's an employee-owned company, SST Oil. Give them a call, 241-1167. We'll be right back. Sharon Clark and Carl Bott.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia.
Tis the season to light up the holidays. Let's do this.
Redding Kia has great sale prices on their award-winning lineup of SUVs. And with no payments until after the new year.
Wrap it, put a bow on it, and put that new all-wheel drive 2019 Kia Sorento under your tree.
That's a great idea.
You know, that winter driving can be a little tricky, but not in a super affordable 2019 Kia Sportage. It's all-wheel drive, and for those really challenging weather conditions, you can lock it into true four-wheel drive for extra traction and safety.
That's a really great idea.
You can do that in a Sorento, too.
And remember, every new Kia comes with America's best warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
So light up the holidays, make a great deal, and drive home happy with a new SUV from Redding Kia.
And as the marketing director for Redding Kia, I can assure you nobody does it better.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
The light up the holidays sales event ends January 2nd, 2019.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
A Christmas message from Drs. Promila and Payush Dhanuka. This has been a tough year for the North State. We saw an unprecedented loss from fires. We also saw the increasing divisions and polarization in our national life. We wish to share with everyone the message of Christ, a message of love and hope. Together we draw the strength from our faith in this message, and we shall overcome any suffering, any threat, any division, or any calamity. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a very Happy New Year. Drs. Promila and Payush Dhanuka.
And now, back to our show.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, the brand new studios of KCNR 1460. As we watch the sun coming up and people going by, we have windows everywhere around here. This is great. I'm here with Sharon Clark. Good morning, Sharon Clark.
Good morning, Carl Watt.
7:22 in the morning. It's 50 degrees out here on our own. We have our own thermostat out there now, our own thermometer out there that just is syncs up to what we have right
That's
here.
That's pretty cool, like all the digital.
Yeah, and it shows cloudy, like it's raining and all that on our little weather package right there. And speaking of weather, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane at 365-3793. And Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing us this portion of the show. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, it's Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. Really good people down there. They're doing a lot of things. Especially with this new 5150, and I'm sure you.
I haven't heard of it.
Well, this is they've partnered up with the county. They're opening 21 beds down at Shasta Regional in a separate area there for people that are dangerous to themselves or others, and they can keep them there for 72 hours and maybe longer if it's trying to keep them, get them back on
awesome.
Some kind of
so
med.
Like mental so health situation.
It's a totally
wow.
mental health, and
Wonderful.
It started down there with Casey Fouch, the new CEO. Mm-hmm. Now, they've probably been planning it for a while, but he's been able to push it through working with the county to do mm-hmm. that. And then we just heard is that this place right around the corner here, that helps people with mental problems and. I'm trying to remember it, but they're going to be the sobering center. Empire Recovery Center is going to be the sobering center, and they've signed a contract with the city.
That is amazing.
So that's going to be up to three beds a night. And you think about it, that's when the police will pick them up, bring them in, drop them off, won't have to drop them off at the emergency room because they'll have medical there
mm-hmm.
and everything. So
I know it's been a big challenge because, first of all, when the police pick them up and they show signs of this, they have to be medically assessed. And if there's not beds specifically for them, they're taking up beds that our community needs. And my son broke his arm, or I have grandmother that fell.
Yes.
And we really want to make sure that those people with mental health issues are taken care of, but they were taking up the beds that the community needs.
Absolutely.
And I've been in there with people in the hallways that need, and I think they have to be signed off by a social worker so they can leave, and if the social worker's not can't be there to sign off on the mental ill person, the hospital can't let them go. So there was a lot of bureaucracy surrounding this whole situation. So, and then you've got people that are mentally ill but self-medicating to survive it. So now there's an addiction issue, and You know, so it's a huge situation our community's been. And then when they are treating their mental health issue with drugs and they can't get the drugs, then they steal something to pay for the drugs to treat their mental. And it's just this cycle. And so I think this sounds like starting to chip away at that.
We're chipping.
You know,
I think we are. Now, the other thing that they're talking about, of course, is this, the city council is getting ready to pass an ordinance that says there's no sleeping or camping or open fires in any of the parks or any of the public property. That means along the rivers. That means anywhere.
Behind my building, which happens quite often.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Behind your building, any of that.
Yeah.
They can no longer do that. Well, people say, well, what are they going to do? Well, at the same time, the county and Larry Lees is pushing this, along with Jake Mangus and a couple others, is a low-barrier facility with 100 beds in it. Across from the Good News Rescue Mission. Mm-hmm. Now, the Good News Rescue Mission, people don't realize this, is that they never have their beds filled. It's rare. And if you're just there for 30 days you can be 30 days in, 30 days out. If you're just looking for a bed to sleep and showers and all that, you don't have to go through any of the Christian, you know, teachings and
right.
all these things. So you really have, you know, I don't want to be proselytized to. Well, you're not. You're just going to go in there and sleep.
You know, Carl, the best thing I did like 2 years ago is I took a tour of the mission. I never understood exactly what they did. And I thought, you know, I wanted to really know in my community. And it's an amazing group.
It is.
And you're absolutely right. And they have, you know, a clothing closet. They have, you know, they'll, if you stay a certain amount of time, you know, they're going to have you do some work and do some, you know, stuff to feel good about yourself. And
if you want to join those programs, then you get into the Christian side of it. But I'm tired of hearing the BS about, you know what? You can't force them to go there because, you know, they're being preached to. No,
no,
they're not.
That's not whatever
if
I thought.
If you're just going down there to sleep, you got 30 days, 30 days in, and you have to be 30 days out. Now you get a low barrier, facility that people can come in and sleep, clean up, and those kind of things. That takes care of a lot of people that's on the streets
right.
at night.
Well, the other thing I loved about the mission, I was told, is that if there is someone who is actively checked in and they find out that they're panhandling, they will kick them out.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, so you can't stay there and then go panhandle. And I like that. And so when you can actually print off these little coupons for meals at the mission, and I would hand those out for a while when people were panhandling. Like, you know, you want
until help. They threw them back at you.
Yeah, yeah. It was just, well, you want help in our community, you need to go. We have services for you. You know, we're giving somebody money is not helping them get out of their situation. We want to give them the skills and the resources to figure it out. So, but anyway, that sounds great to have. We do want to see people be able to bathe and get a good night's sleep and be safe. And so to have the 100 beds, that sounds like that'll accomplish that.
I think it's going to really help out a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, is it going to solve the problems? No. The only thing that's going to solve the problems is you put a lot of these people back to work. Now, with that in mind,
there are people that don't want to go back to work. They're very happy living this life, right?
They are very happy living like that. And, you know, the people were complaining last night at the city council. Well, you know, I wasn't planning on being, you know, homeless. Well, I know you don't plan on being homeless, but if you've got, you can. There are so many programs out there that will help you get back on your feet. Mm-hmm. I mean, to say that, we don't know what's out there. How could you not know? You know, you've got the police giving out things. You've got Good News Rescue Mission coming through there. You've got all these different organizations saying, if you need help, you know, you can sleep here. You can do this. You can do that. Oh, nobody told me about that. Well, you know what? You've got to take some kind of responsibility for yourself, too.
Right.
I mean, if you don't like it, then you can do something about it. And if you can't do something about it or you don't want to do something about it, then don't get upset. If you can't do something about it, somebody can well help you. But if you just don't want to.
Then you're going to need to find another community because we're not going to talk
about it. We're not happy with this. Anyway, okay, so we're going to take a quick break. We have an astrologer with us.
Uh-oh.
So we're going to find out where your moon is. Is it in the cusp? Or what are those other things
that
you say?
What does 2019 look for me? That's
there you
that's
go.
What will be interesting
is
to
it,
hear.
Oh, yeah. Are you,
only if it's good, though, because I don't want to have the heart attack on Christmas Eve.
She's going to write it down, and she goes, "Oh, well, you don't have to worry about 2019.
That's right. That's right.
But you are going to have a wild and crazy new year.
That's right.
This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. My friend Ted Leidy out there at Northern Firearms Instruction started this 10 years ago, and it's the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California now. Now, Ted's laid up because he had a foot operation. You know, this is what happens when you on purpose jump out of perfectly good airplanes.
Uh-oh.
And you do that like 1,000 times. Yeah. When you come down, especially you're like 6'3", 225, when you hit the ground, things start to happen. And mm-hmm. then you walk for the next, you know, you walk for the next 5 days, 20 miles a day. Anyway, but he is still running it like the spider in the proverbial web out there. He's got all the instructors running in different directions without missing a beat. But if you want to learn more about, especially all these new laws, and we're going to talk to Sheriff Tomasenko about these new laws, but about your CCW, about having to recertify before the end of the year, give Ted a call at 999-1822, or just check out usgunpro.com, and you're going to learn about all those new laws that are happening, or you can just sign up for a class that we'll have beginning.
This could be a great gift.
This, you know what?
You could give your wife or your spouse this.
You could look in there. They have gift certificates mm-hmm. on there. That just think about this. You and your loved one.
Do your CC.
And do you have your CCW?
No, and you know, and you don't have to get it. You can take the class and at least learn
about safety
and decide if that's what you want to do or not. That's what I want to do, is just take the class and then go from there and see.
That's right. And then, you know, but at least you, because you're a single mom.
Right.
That having a way of protecting yourself. Mm-hmm. House, if you don't have that 100-pound Belgian wolfhound that Kelly Verhoeg has,
right? No, my dog's 8 pounds. He's not going to do much.
Well, he's going to grab a hold of an ankle and hang
that's
on.
That's about it.
Did you just see where that was a something like a Lhasa Apso helped a woman in a fight with a bear? I'm not sure.
I do. And it lived.
It lived.
It did.
It charged the bear.
Yes, it was. It was like surgical, but it did. It was okay. And she lived, too.
Yeah, they both lived. But got something crazy. Like a little 5-pound dog
that's
attacking
right.
the bear.
That's right. Probably didn't know what was happening.
Yeah, bear's looking down, used it, and you know, went, oh, and it wiped itself with the dog. I'm not sure. Okay, we've got to take a break here. 7:31 in the morning, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, Michael with Hokumas, where Redding shops for the best buys in vacuums and helpful home cleaning products. Got hairy pets? Stop by Hokumas and ask to see our exclusive pet hair and lint removal tool. The Forget It tool by Ricar is perfect for cleanups on upholstery, carpet, even that dark shirt or blouse your pet's fur loves to cling to. And for those bigger home cleanup jobs, check out our line of Ricar upright and canister vacs that feature rugged chrome steel brush rollers, not the disposable plastic kind. These rollers always give you the best cleaning results ever. Want to save time vacuuming dirty carpets? Drop into Hokumas and check out Ricar Tandem, the latest technology in vacuum cleaners. Either upright or canister style, these super machines clean with dual motors for a faster, deeper clean. And while you're here, try out the best performing convenience upright we've ever found. Ricar's super lightweight vacuums will clean your house with time to spare. No back-breaking vacuuming anymore. These great vacs make for the most convenient upright vacuum ever. Hokumas on Bocelli Lane in Redding, 223-1970, online at hokumas.net, or like us on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Real people, real winners. As the year winds down, let's go out in style. Cruise down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Riding in Style Swipe to Win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Win free slot play, prizes, or a 2019 Cadillac XT4 Luxury Edition crossover from Taylor Motors. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily at any of our kiosks. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn 4 times entries on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Weekly drawings on Mondays at 8 p.m. Give me you the chance to win $125 in slot play. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new 2019 Cadillac XT4. Cadillac, confidence by design. We have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long increase your chances. Head down to Wind River and play our Riding in Style promotion, where you could win a Cadillac XT4. Final drawing Monday, December 31st at 8 p.m. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with, it sounds like the Madrigal type of stuff. Is that what's going on there, Ashley? Are we doing Madrigal today?
This is Mannheim Steamroller. It is an older song. I saw Free Ships.
I kind of like it, yeah.
It's not one you hear every day all the time, and it's not like Silver Bells or whatever. No. Sleigh Ride, I think Sleigh Ride is, or Man with the Bag are the songs this year.
I think so.
But I like okay. I Saw Three Ships.
All right. Okay, hey, you know who else would have liked that? It was Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She's coming on here. Gosh, I think it'll be in a week or so that they are really growing, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And they're going to be splitting out the insurance side of it so that she's got insurance and financial.
Awesome. But
so you have all your insurance and financial needs under the one roof. That's not changing at all. They're just expanding out in these offices they have. They've taken over new offices right there.
It's great to see local businesses growing.
It's growing. Awesome. And you know what? I think it's absolutely fabulous. And one of the reasons is, if not the main reason, is the customer service and the care that Judy gives to her customers and all of her employees do. She's on them. She's there every day making sure that they're being taken care of, helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Give her a call, 221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Of course, Sharon Clark and I are here.
We're
together.
Having way too much fun this morning.
Together.
Linda's going to be jealous.
That's right. The other Trish, tomorrow she'll go. Could you have more fun with her or me? And then, you know what? That's the kind of question a man never wants to answer.
No.
That's the kind I'll look out the window and go, Dad, did you see that?
You just want a UFO. You just say, I just want a Clark sandwich.
I want to be the bologna and a Clark sandwich. That's all I want. Okay, moving right along. Sandra Jennings is with us.
Well, hello.
Good morning, Sandra. Wait,
are you turned
Good
on there?
Good morning.
Hey, is she turned on?
Can you
okay.
hear me?
I can't.
Yes,
I got
all
you.
Right.
Okay. Pull that down just a little bit. There you go.
Right.
There you go. Now.
And I'm an astrologer, and this time of year, at the end of the year, people are looking forward. This time we're looking forward into 2019. What's going to happen for me? What's going to happen in society?
That's a royal meet, right?
That's all of us.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's a royal we, all of us. You know, humanity, myself personally, and humanity as a whole.
Do you ever do a reading on yourself?
Frequently.
And then you go, uh-oh.
No, I usually go, what opportunities are there for me?
Great. Okay.
I like to look at what's good to come. And that's what I can show people when looking at their birth chart. And the birth chart is the set of circumstances that are in play as far as physics, where the sun, the moon, and the planets are located at the moment of birth, when a person becomes conscious in 3D reality. And there, people think that life can be unpredictable. But when you think about the sun, the moon, and the planets, there is nothing more dependable or predictable than the planet in their orbit, their orbital periods. And the cycles that they have, the physical relationships that they make to each other at certain time periods.
So people need to know where they were born, exactly what time they were born.
The time they were born, and the place, the date, and the time.
Okay.
Triangulating.
Okay.
To find a particular moment that belongs to them, where circumstances are orchestrated to give them an opportunity to come into this incarnation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the birth chart is their owner's manual. It's their sacred contract. It's the set of circumstances they have agreed to experience, the interesting challenges that they're going to face, the relationships that they're going to encounter, what they can learn from life, what their skills they've already mastered they're going to bring into this mm-hmm. lifetime. So it's a fascinating subject, and it gives people something to work with so that they feel, oh, I know who I am, and
empowered,
I know what opportunities mm-hmm. are available for me. I know what I can, how I can navigate in my life and be the most successful and be the most abundant and the happiest. So in general, when people want to know what's happening in the year to come, something wonderful is happening in this, the majority of 2017, and that is Jupiter, the planet that brings abundance and optimism and networking successfully with people and direct benefits and indirect benefits from relationships that we make. Jupiter has moved into the area of the solar system that it feels the most comfortable with, the constellation of Sagittarius. It's associated with
that's
Sagittarius.
That's for 2019.
That's uh-huh. for 2019. Mm-hmm. And Jupiter brings well-being. So what
we should use some of that.
Oh, yes. and it brings something that's been called in the past good luck. Mm-hmm. Where you feel the most secure and where you feel that you can operate in the most reliable fashion with the people that are around you. So in my teachings this year, I'm showing people where Jupiter is found in their chart so they know this is the area that I can trust good things will come from me if I get an opportunity mm-hmm. from, say, farming, from, say, broadcasting, from advertising, from in a love affair. If I bring an opportunity there, if that's the area of the chart that Jupiter's traversing or transiting, I can be sure that there's going
to
be
more
good
likely
opportunity.
To accept that opportunity.
I can trust it. Mm-hmm. That's where goodness is coming. That's where luck is coming.
Now, do you go off of like the birth certificate? Like, is that accurate? Because
that's the best
place.
That's
the best place because really, I mean, sometimes they may not fill that out right at the birth, right? But that's what you really go off of is the birth certificate time.
That's the most reliable yeah. source mm-hmm. for birth time. Mm-hmm. And so I have groups that I meet with at Brahmashanti Yoga here in Reading, two Wednesdays out of the month on the second and the fourth Wednesday. And I give everybody their birth chart. And I discuss what's going on in the heavens for the next lunar month because mm-hmm. the moon is our timekeeper. And then after I've translated mm-hmm. the chart for that next time period, then I give everybody a reading. Mm-hmm. This is how you're going to feel the forces or the trends that are coming up in the next month. Mm-hmm. And that's very helpful because you get an idea. This is the path that I can take where I'm going to find success. And this is the area where I'm going to get challenged that may be a little too difficult for me at this particular moment. So I'm going to study. I'm going to wait till the iron is hot, mm-hmm. and that's when
and
I
Carl
strike.
And Carl needs this FM station situation. So well, you need to go do a reading, Carl, and figure out, because this FM station situation has just been a challenge for like 6 months.
Well, it's been a little bit of a challenge, yeah. but then we've had two big fires in here.
Yeah.
We've had the area where the antenna was going was burnt
yeah.
through. And Eric got all that back up.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just been, you know, it's when you've got a station that we're, I mean, we're fighting well above our weight right now. You know, it's kind of like you're going in there, and, you know, we're fighting, we're at 185, we're fighting heavyweights.
Like a little bit of an underdog.
We're fighting heavyweights out there, but we're holding our own so far. You know, we've taken a couple of poundies, but we haven't been knocked out, but we're still in there fighting and moving forward.
So the year of optimism.
I know we feel like this year, 2019, one, we have a huge amount of confidence in our city. Mm-hmm. Huge amount of confidence in downtown of what's happening downtown mm-hmm. with all the great things that are happening downtown. You know, Sandra has been talking about 2019 being a great year, and we think that this is the year that, you know, that's why we expanded. This is why we spent the money and all the time and effort is to move forward. Mm-hmm. Because if you're not moving forward, you're standing still and you're going to get run over. We've watched other radio stations out here just go under.
And, well, technology is moving so fast
and
for everybody.
We're taking advantage of technology. Mm-hmm. We're taking advantage of, you know, where other people are having to bring vans full of stuff to do a remote, we run out there with a computer and a couple other pieces of equipment, and we're right in the fight for that. And, you know, we're being supported by such great people and our super advertisers like you, Sharon, and so many others that are out
there. And Sandra, you're embracing the technology. People can do readings remotely with you now.
I have remote sessions.
Do you Skype?
Sure do. I have a video conferencing that I do for people that are outside of the area on the first and the third Wednesday evenings of every month. Mm-hmm. I meet at Brahmashanti Yoga on the second and fourth Wednesdays. And I know when the planning for this station was going on, I met with Linda.
Uh-huh.
And we did a chart session so that I could tell her what situations, what circumstances that the planets were setting up for her and for the station. We discussed it in the planning station, planning sessions. So this is something that I like to offer for people because, this 2019 is like a transitional year when opportunities are going to come to people that they can develop because there's a major change that's coming in 2020.
Good. Okay, now here's what I want to do is I want to take a break right there so we can kind of talk about that when we get back. But speaking of Christmas and the perfect place to go to, Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry got a big sale going on because it's their anniversary. Gosh, this has got to be, I don't know, their 30th year.
You're not sure what to get your loved one? This is they have a beautiful selection.
Absolutely. Linda was just in there, Monday. She says, a tremendous selection. In fact, she gave me a little list of things that she said that really nice in this. Just tell Leonard. Leonard knows. And Leonard, of course, used to own it. Now it's Rebecca and Henry. But Four Winds Jewelry, if you're looking for really, really good jewelry at a very fair price, and it's a sale going on right now, this is the place to go to. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. Watch repair. Everything you need.
They'll even buy back, or will they do estimated jewelry?
They'll do estimates of how much your jewelry's worth.
Yeah.
And if you've had fire damaged jewelry, they'll clean it for free. They'll take care of it for free. This is the kind of people they are. Four Winds Jewelry. All right, we'll be right back. Sharon Clark, my co-host, and myself, 7:46 in the morning. Sandra Jennings, astrologer at large, is our guest.
Hello there. Okay, so a little bit about.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Contact Jeff Avery at 243-4600. License number 0D09479.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021 or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Hi, Michael with Hokumas, where Redding shops for the best buys in vacuums and helpful home cleaning products. Got hairy pets? Stop by Hokumas and ask to see our exclusive pet hair and lint removal tool. The Forget It tool by Ricar is perfect for cleanups on upholstery, carpet, even that dark shirt or blouse your pet's fur loves to cling to. And for those bigger home cleanup jobs, check out our line of Ricar upright and canister vacs that feature rugged chrome steel brush rollers, not the disposable plastic kind. These rollers always give you the best cleaning results ever. Want to save time vacuuming dirty carpets? Drop into Hokumas and check out Ricar Tandem, the latest technology in vacuum cleaners. Either upright or canister style, these super machines clean with dual motors for a faster, deeper clean. And while you're here, try out the best performing convenience upright we've ever found. Ricar's super lightweight vacuums will clean your house with time to spare. No back-breaking vacuuming anymore. These great vacs make for the most convenient upright vacuum ever. Hokumas on Bocelli Lane in Reading, 223-1970, online at Hokumas.net, or like us on Facebook.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Sharon Clark, my partner today.
Good morning.
My Wednesday partner today. How are you doing? From Home Helpers? Gosh, you know, we've talked about, you know, it's important. And we can't emphasize it enough that when you're coming home for Christmas or the holidays, is take a good look around your folks' place to make sure that everything is okay.
Yes, many families this time of year come home, and whether it's coming to Reading or leaving Reading to go visit a family member, and wow, things have changed a lot since you last saw them, and they're not in good as health, or the house is disheveled, or they're having trouble getting meals brought in. And again, earlier in the show, before one of the breaks, I said, you know, a lot of times people can sound really good on the phone, and my grandmother used to fool us all. How good they were doing, how good grandpa was doing. Mm-hmm. And then you go to see them for the holidays, and all of a sudden she's giving him verbal cueing because his dementia's really kicked up, and it's taking its toll on her, but she didn't want to worry anybody, so she didn't tell anybody.
Because that's that group of people they are.
Yeah, very private. And so I think this is a good opportunity. And again, I'm always open to chat with families. I have chatted with a lot of people that live in Reading, but their parents are out of the area, and help them find resources in those communities that offer similar services. I have a great list of questions, how to interview an agency. So certainly, though your family may not be located in Reading, I'm happy to be your local partner to line up help for them, even outside of the Reading area. So you can always reach me at my office, 226-8350.
Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com.
Yep, ReadingHomeHelpers.com.
Okay, hey, look, we're here with Sandra Jennings, who's an astrologer, and she's got these big news here. Here's a question, though. Please ask guests about other planets being discovered now.
Oh, there are
it
other planets.
It goes beyond the 12 of Zodiac, Pluto, a moon, that kind of stuff.
There definitely are, because there are other things that satellites that are orbiting the sun beyond Pluto. And they're farther away from the sun, and the electromagnetic energetic field that they exude is perhaps not as strong as the ones that are exuded from planets that are closer to the sun.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that are closest to the sun affect us personally, and the ones that are farther away affect us societally.
Interesting.
And one of the things that are coming up in the future, in 2020, three planets that are society planets are going to come together in the same sign. And that this particular situation hasn't happened for 735 years.
Wow.
The last time this happened, the Crusades were going on. And people from Europe were going to the Middle East. And when they returned, they brought back culture. They brought back new products, new kinds of commerce. Spices was developed. Intellectual properties that the Arabic world had guarded from Egypt and Greece and Rome and Europe had forgotten even existed were brought back, and the Renaissance was born, and it was a rebirth of culture in Europe that then went out and spread in the age of exploration to other areas on the earth. That's what we have to look forward to in 2020, is a traveling to a new place that we have never been before as a race, and bringing back culture and ideas and spirit and inspiration that is going to change the face of the earth. And where these changes occur is going to be in the sign. How an astrologer reads it is in the sign of Capricorn. So I'm advising people now first to look for their opportunities, look for where Jupiter is in their chart, for the opportunities that they can make use of, so that when society as a whole begins to change in 2020, that they can change with it.
Gotcha.
You know, you don't want to be a fossil. You don't want to be a dinosaur.
Now, heading into this year, because it's been such a fractured year. There's been
chaos.
So much going on. Did you see that?
I absolutely did.
What did you see kind of coming in?
The planet that represents chaos in our lives is Uranus. Mm-hmm. And Uranus spends 8 years in any sign. Last year it moved into Taurus. And Taurus is an Earth sign. So there's going to be chaos in Earth situations. Earth changes. The first thing that happened at that particular moment on the Earth was a series of volcanic eruptions of Kilauea. Mm-hmm. And there have been earthquakes and eruptions and storms.
Forest fires, all of this.
Mm-hmm. When Uranus backtracked and it moved back into the previous sign for a while, the fire sign Aries. It moved back into Aries, and the very next day after that, the city of Paradise mm-hmm. was completely destroyed by fire within 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So when Uranus moves into a different sign, there's usually some sort of a significant or a signature mm-hmm. event that occurs. Now, it's soon going to be moving back into Taurus. It's going to be a little more subtle. We're not going to have these electrical circumstances. Mm-hmm. You know, it was an electrical – Uranus rules electricity – there was an electrical circumstance mm-hmm. that we're looking at as maybe the cause for some of these sudden forest fires mm-hmm. or sudden wildfires. That's going to be investigated. And what we're looking forward to around the beginning of the year with Neptune and Mars in Pisces around the top of the chart for the United States, that's going to be an indicator of more scandals that are going to be brought.
Just what we need.
You know, you got to clean house.
Yep, and you can't control what's happening. You're just the messenger of what's happening, right?
That's all I do. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be an opportunity to find out where the dirt is located so that we can sweep it out mm-hmm. and get rid of it, you know. And so that's what we're going to be looking forward to around the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But personally, I mean, that's on the political scene. Mm-hmm. Personally, people want to know, well, what's going to happen to me?
Yeah, what can I control and take advantage of and leverage for myself?
What opportunities
right.
are mm-hmm. coming? What individuals that I'm going to meet are going to be of benefit to me? Mm-hmm. What's going to happen to my family? How is my business? What kind of opportunities are coming
right.
for the business? What challenges am I going to face?
Well, and people have nothing to lose talking to you.
They have education. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I can educate them as to what the circumstances are going to occur in the future. Mm-hmm. You know, every planet has a particular electromagnetic energetic field that it exudes, just like we as people have an aura, an energetic field that mm-hmm. exudes, except they're much larger than us.
Mm-hmm.
So the effect they have when they get into certain geometric patterns or relationships to each other, they set a vibration out mm-hmm. that we can perceive.
I'm sorry.
That's what I teach and translate.
I'm sorry that I had to leave. We had other people rolling through here that I had to talk to. But I'm a Leo. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to have a good year? It probably depends on a lot of other things.
Yeah. It can depend on a lot of things. But the thing about Leos, they have a lot of energy. And they radiate a particular type of personal energy that other people find magnetic and appealing. And so Leos have a tendency to address life and get out and challenge and say, I'm going to act. I'm going to meet people. I'm going to make things happen. I'm positive. I'm optimistic. I know I have faith in myself.
And I'm a Libra, so that's why we get along.
So you make things happen for yourself. You don't sit around and wait for them to happen. You go out and shake things up in society.
That's you, Carl.
And that's what Leos do. That's their gift. That's a wonderful gift.
And Libras are great party planners and get along with everybody. We like the balance
Libras
of the
like
scale.
Harmony.
That's right.
They want people to be happy
mm-hmm.
and comfortable.
We love beautiful things. We love travel.
Yes.
We love all of that.
Yeah.
So Sandra, tell us before we have to go on to our next guest, mm-hmm. if people want to reach out to you, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you, and highlight again the different ways they can do a reading, whether it's by themselves or in a group?
You can contact me by phone at 530-410-3702. You can contact me with an email, sandrajennings85@gmail.com. You can go to my website, sandrajennings.com, sandrajenningsastrology.com. You can come to my astrology groups, my discussion groups at Brahmashanti Yoga.
And all of those are listed on your website, too.
On the second and fourth Wednesday evening.
The question is how do you detect a legit provider of what you're talking about? And that's what to get a hold of you, right?
That's right.
Because you're going to have a list of people, because there are some people that aren't. And we have to run now.
Well,
I'm sorry I didn't see this sooner.
There's only a couple astrologers in town. So if you want to contact one, you can contact me.
Sandra Jennings.
Thank you so much for joining us this
you're
morning.
So
hey, we're going
thank
to take a quick break
me.
And we'll be right back with the sheriff.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
And Trump tweets, "We have defeated ISIS in Syria. My only reason for being there." There are currently about 2,000 American service members in Syria. It would fund the government through February 8th, a short-term spending bill being introduced today in the Senate.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announcing the deal.
The measure will provide the resources necessary to continue normal operations through February the 8th.
The measure hammered out after Democrats rejected a compromise offer that contained money for the border wall.
It seems like political spite for the president may be winning out over sensible policy.
The proposal avoids a Friday shutdown that would have left hundreds of thousands of federal workers without a paycheck just before Christmas.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Home sales increased in November for a second straight month, but sales are still down 7% from 1 year ago.
The National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes rose 1.9% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 5.32 million last month. However, higher mortgage rates have caused sales over the past 12 months to decline at the steepest pace since May 2011.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. The Federal Reserve later today expected to hike interest rates again. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick does not expect the central bank to be influenced by those critical tweets from the president.
The Fed will be judging the situation, mindful of its mandate of keeping stable prices and maximizing employment. So it will raise or keep rates steady based on what it thinks the economy's doing.
The Fed has already hiked rates several times this year. On Wall Street this hour, stocks sharply higher. The Dow is up about 218 points. The S&P, 24 points higher, and the NASDAQ is up 63. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owe the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they helped me. They calmed me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-748-5713. 800-748-5713. 800-748-5713.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Japan-based SoftBank's mobile division. It's had a rather rocky debut on the Tokyo Stock Exchange. Its shares tumbled.
It did actually raise $23.5 billion. And when you compare that, say, Facebook back in 2012 only raised $16 billion in its initial public offering, IPO, it gives you an idea of how big this is. It looked like it was going really well. The shares were oversubscribed, but it's had some bad luck over the past couple of weeks. There was a problem with its networks. Two of its biggest rivals said that next year they're going to be cutting prices by up to 40%, so there's a price war that might affect SoftBank's telecom profits.
The BBC's Andrew Wood. Germany's cabinet approving a plan to expand a system of visas allowing people from outside the EU to seek jobs. It tries to address a shortfall of skilled workers. Ministers also approving a plan to resolve the status of rejected asylum seekers who have found long-term work in Germany. News and analysis at townhall.com. Christmas fast approaching, and travelers have already started hitting the roads.
A record-breaking 112.5 million people plan to travel somewhere this holiday season, according to the AAA. That's one-third of all Americans. Tamara Johnson is with the AAA. She says most plan to use an automobile.
We are seeing that 102 million Americans will be driving to their destination this year.
A nearly 4.5% increase over last holiday season. The AAA anticipates today will be the worst day to travel for areas like Boston, Houston, and Seattle, followed by New York, L.A., and Washington, D.C. tomorrow. I'm Matt Small.
The New York Times report says Facebook gave some companies more extensive access to users' personal data than it has previously revealed, letting them read private messages or see the names of friends without consent. Again, on Wall Street this hour, the Dow up 211 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, brand new studios at KCNR 1460 down here at 1326 Market Street, 8:05 and 30 seconds of the 19th of December 2018. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week, expanded walk-in humidor, expanded services. They have it all at Tobacco and Brew. What's the weather look like today there, Ashley?
We are looking at mostly sunny with a high near 61 with light and variable winds. And tonight we'll have a low around 42. North-northeast wind means we're going to have a little bit warmer temperature come the new morning. Rain will be coming back tomorrow, and we'll have a chance of showers on Christmas Day.
Ooh, okay. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans at Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business there. Well, Sharon Clark is my guest host today.
Good morning.
How are you? And then I have Trish Clark tomorrow. I've split up the Clark clan.
But she has the E.
She's from the high rent district.
I always say the those with the E are the rich Clarks.
Of course, Sharon has began and has successfully led for the last 15 years, isn't it? 15?
Yep.
Years,
I'm an unruly teenager.
Yeah, unruly teenager.
In business, I'm an unruly teenager in business.
Well, you're an unruly teenager anyway out there. You and your group. You know what? There ought to be. In fact, Sheriff Basenko has he's got a special unit that when Sharon and Brenda and the group go out, he's got a special unit that just follows you guys
around.
We
always hire a driver though, so that he doesn't ever have to worry about that.
You didn't know that that's one of the sheriff's deputies undercover, just making sure. And speaking of Sheriff Basenko, here he is. Hey,
good morning,
doing, Sheriff?
Sharon and Carl.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. How you doing?
Good.
The best in the North State of being an elected official.
Yeah.
Again.
Five times now.
Five times in a row. But I tell you what, somebody's going to give you a run.
Never
know. You know somebody's going to give you a run.
The, Baron Browning has been the runner-up. He's Anderson City Council and has been the mayor of, Anderson at least once.
Yeah.
And,
super nice guy.
He's also everywhere, very involved in the community.
Absolutely.
And out there,
I tell you, somebody besides Baron, and Baron, you know, is very well liked. Of course,
you are. Yes,
Joe Clemente.
Yeah,
he hits it the first time.
That was interesting.
He hasn't even
been an elected official yet, and he was a third runner up or a second runner up.
That's what I'm telling you. I'm saying Joe's in there. Joe's in there already. You know,
well,
you know,
okay.
I think part of it had to do with the election. Their names up there,
probably.
I've never participated in this Best of the North State.
Yeah, we won three times.
Yeah,
I don't think
it's
home cares
basically.
What is he? How do you vote?
Online.
It's Record Searchlight does it. I
through
think.
Your phone.
Yeah.
For that. And
how many times can you? How many times can you vote?
It's very similar to Chicago. You can vote once a day, I believe, from the URL you're coming at, or your IP address.
Mm-hmm. So, how much?
It's like a People's Choice Award, essentially, is what it is, because the readers of the Record Searchlight vote for that. I think
is
Peter Chu's Skyroom
anyone in the community
restaurant. He's won like 13, ever since it was, it's like 13 hey, times since it was
you
going.
Know, people say I shouldn't say this, but Patrick and Billy, I don't think they've ever not won.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For radio.
So it's very much of an honor, but it is a People's Choice Award, and that's very nice, and I appreciate it very much, and thanks for everybody that voted for me, not only in Best of the North State, Best Elected Official, but in June, being reelected to the sheriff's office as sheriff for another 4 years.
Well, is there any truth to the rumor that the bonuses for your whole staff had to do with you becoming the Best of the North State?
I'm sure it didn't hurt, but the negotiations was through the Deputy Sheriff's Associations and you know through the Board of Supervisors.
I can never catch you. I tell you what, you and Kurt Starman, I could throw stuff at Kurt Starman, and it would be like there's the invisible shield. It would hit, it would just slide past him, and he'd still have that smile on his face. Now, a couple of times, the smile dropped, but
you go to break, and he's elbowing you in the ribs.
Oh, no, it's just, you know, Kurt was just like, hey. I'm cool. Okay. No, all right. Enough of that. Hey, the new year.
Yeah.
What are we looking at for the new year? Sure.
Well, we're looking at a lot of mistakes on as we write the date always, because you always put 18 in the date for about another month or so after 19. But on the serious side, we're looking at some law changes coming about. And so January 1, if an 18-year-old, which could purchase still currently could purchase a firearm, a long gun, a rifle, shotgun, they could purchase that at 18 years old. That changes now to everything is 21 years old, both for a rifle and or long gun and for pistols. It's been pistols. You have to be 21 for a long time.
Is this because they don't trust the judgment of 18-year-olds?
18 to 21 I don't think it's that. I think it is a knee-jerk reaction from our legislators to restrict people. 18-year-olds can vote. 18-year-olds can enlist in our armed forces, serve our nation, die for our nation. But then when they come home, if they were under 21, they still couldn't purchase a firearm here in California.
Can they buy cigarettes?
They can buy cigarettes at 18 too.
Okay. Well, see, this is the thing is if you can, the whole thing is you're absolutely right. It has nothing to do with age. Right. It just has to do with reactions.
And so, you know, we always bring up guns and CCWs when I'm on, and also there's some changes in that. In the Assembly Bill 2103 now requires that if you have a CCW permit or you'll be getting one in 2019 or later, you'll have to qualify at the range. So you'll have to take the handguns that you'll want on the permit and qualify with those with a with a certified instructor. We have about 20 or so in Shasta County instructors. Or if you add a gun, you'll have to show that you've qualified with that as well. And then also when you renew your CCW, there will also now be mandated requirement that you qualify with the guns you have on there. And that comes from California legislature, and the governor signed that into law this last year.
You know, frankly, and we got to take a break here. Frankly, I think it's a good idea that I can never believe that there are certain areas in the state that do not require you to shoot the pistol that you're going to carry.
It wasn't required by law, but instructors, they were putting their name to a certificate, and they required that the students show a proficiency in not only putting rounds down range and getting them on target, but then also the nomenclature of the gun, safe handling practices to ensure that they are safe with that. Here in Shasta County, we have nearly 10,000 permits. We're one of the top issuing counties in the state, only exceeded by a few counties that have well over a million population in there. The number one county in the state is Orange County with around 15,000
really?
Permits.
Orange County? Do you think that's going to change since it's gone blue down there?
It may have gone blue, but I know the sheriff is red.
Sheriff's
so,
red.
And, in fact, I met the new sheriff.
There's a lot of conservatives down in Orange County.
They are. The new sheriff coming in will have the same philosophy as far as issuing permits there in Orange County.
Great. We're here with Sheriff Tom Basenko. We're talking about the changes in law, and there's still a few more after this, but we want to talk about. But we're going to take a quick break. It's 51 degrees out there. It's 8:13 in the morning. We're going to take a break for a couple minutes. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, you need to go down to Cornerstone Community Bank and experience how they're moving local dreams forward. Their newest branch, of course, even though it's a year old now, at 1845 California Street, run by the people you know, people in your community. It's Community Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Basenko, Sharon Clark, Carl Bott, KCNR, 1460.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
They're the definition of Motown soul, and they're coming to Reading. The Temptations, Tuesday, January 18th at the Cascade Theater. Known for their rich harmonies and 30 top 10 hits, The Temptations will electrify you. The Temptations, January 18th at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Jeff and Carrie from NorCal Vape want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. They also want to remind you to please shop local this holiday season. For any vapers or smokers on your list, come visit NorCal Vape. They invite you to try before you buy and explore the idea of vaping. Jeff, Carrie, and the NorCal Vape staff will be happy to answer any questions you have. They will also match any local competitor's in-store price and invite you to check out sales going on now. Gift certificates are also available. 1700 California Street, NorCal Vape, where their customers are like family.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
On December 20th, a favorite State of Jefferson holiday tradition returns to Reading's historic Cascade Theater with a Celtic Christmas. Tamashine Foley's heartwarming holiday frolic returns with all new stories, music, and dances that celebrate Irish culture and the giving spirit of Christmas. A Celtic Christmas, December 20th at 7:30. Tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hello, my name is Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. I would like to invite you to take advantage of our winter special. We're offering 10% off all interior work scheduled during December and January. Some of the painting people do range from wall, woodwork, whole house painting, plus cabinet refinishing and staining. Please call us today at 400-5152 or visit our website, danscottpainting.com, and Facebook.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Sharon Clark. You know what? Don't ask me to pick between the Clark clan because you both are super co-host.
Good answer.
We'll never do that. Never do that. This portion of the show, and how appropriate, is brought to us by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane, right here in Reading. I tell you what, if you don't have Sheriff Tom Basenko to talk to about what's going on in the gun world, talk to John Bastiani, because he can quote just like the sheriff can. He can quote chapter and verse about what's happening. He'll look at it. He's looked at guns of mine. He goes, oh, hey, you know, by a certain date, you have to do this. And I went, I didn't know that. But they have started their, they started their business right after we did, and they've been, you know, we've been with them, and they've been with us for the whole time. I would never buy a long gun or a pistol anywhere else except Bastiani Arms. Great customer service. If you need some things like, you know, scopes or anything like that, he's got all the optics out there that you could possibly want, all the accessories. He's got it all. Great customer care and super classes on CCW and Hunter Safety. All this at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Keep it local, my friends, and discounts for veterans. Sharon Clark and I are here at 8:19 in the morning with Sheriff Tom Basinko. We were talking about all the new gun laws coming out, including, you said there's some in the hopper.
Yeah, at least three, but I think more have developed since then. One is talk of putting a significant tax, it's even difficult for me to say that word, a significant tax on semi-automatic firearms, handguns and long guns. And we haven't seen the language yet, but I've been talking with the folks at California Rifle Pistol Association. I sit on the board of directors there for them. And there's talk that they are trying to make that tax applicable to current guns that you own and to guns that you will be purchasing. So I don't know how they'll get that unless they go through to see what's on the registration for you. But I know
which they will, because they can do it, because we've been forced to register all of our guns.
Some. But many people have guns in their possession that they either were their fathers or grandfathers, and they're still semi-automatics, or they purchased them before it was required for them to be on quote a registration. Now, if they go to with this tax, if they don't declare them or something, again, I haven't seen the language of it yet, and I don't think it's been developed, that they'll want to tax the existing semi-automatic firearms in your possession and the future ones that you'll be buying. And that's to restrict gun sales, I'm sure, but they say it'll be used for education, prevention, for gun violence and for gun violence victims. But it is, it's another imposition that will come to law-abiding gun owners where the criminals obviously don't comply with the law and they're not supposed to be possessing guns anyway.
We go back into this thing where, oh, we want to, you know, checks and all these other things. Well, everybody in the last group of shootings, bunch of shootings, almost all the shootings had gone through the background checks.
Right.
Had everything they did, you know. So, you know, we were talking about it the other day that I carried a pistol. Like, so, you know, a lot of people carry pistols. I carry a pistol, and not one time has it leaked out and hurt somebody.
Or you go home.
I go home.
And you have a gun safe there, and you have all the guns inside the safe.
Never hurt anybody.
None of them have escaped out of there.
No.
They haven't fought with each other and discharged within your safe, and because that requires still a human interaction with the gun and the trigger. And the state and the federal government need to do more to hold criminals accountable that use a firearm and address the issues with persons with mental health disorders.
Sharon, you had a question for the sheriff about your grandmother. Or a grandmother.
Oh, well, yes, I was, when we were chatting earlier in the show about on the CCW side having to do the actual range certification, I wondered if you have a gun in your home, you know, because we actually have had a few stories in the news this last year of great stories of people breaking into the wrong house and the homeowner defending themselves. And I asked if the homeowner, if it's not a concealed carry, do they need to do a range verification or a range shooting?
No. If you have a, if you, in your home, you can carry open, which means kind of like on your hip, or you can carry concealed within your home or business. A number of business owners do carry in their businesses, and that's lawful as well. But if you're in public, then you have to have a concealed weapons license.
It's a surprise to a lot of people about the business owners that you can carry in your business.
Well, you know, that's interesting because in my office, and I'm right over on Larkspur, and we have had, you know, we have had some trespassing, people actually walking into my business on drugs, and the windows are very tinted. So once that person's in the building, no one outside can see what's happening in there. And we have a panic button, at the front for should somebody come in. But of course that takes some time to get, you know, that means bad stuff can happen before the police can get there.
A lot can happen in 15 minutes.
Yeah. And so, I've never known that, but that's maybe something to think about because, I mean, we are right there. You know, there's a lot of homeless population there. We've had a few homeless people set up behind the building starting fire and things like that, and police have been great in responding to that and taking care of it. But I also want to protect my gals. And, you know, we have the Salvation Army right there. There's a lot of homeless people hanging out at that Cypress Larkspur area because there's lots of panhandling going on. And unfortunately, people giving them the money, which if we could all quit giving them the money, they would quit hanging out there. That would make everybody safer. I mean,
they make their $200 a day there, probably. Hey, Sheriff, when we talk about other laws, is this thing about needing a license for buying ammunition, doesn't it start in January?
It does.
Do we know what that?
Some
what
people
that
call it a license permit. California Department of Justice has just put out a draft of regulations for ammunition at the 11th hour. Excuse me, and that's gone out to law enforcement and gun organizations to have public comment on that. But basically, after the first of the year, a person will have to go through to purchase ammunition. It has to all be face-to-face sales. So internet and or buying out of state, you can't do. The only way you can do it is if you bought it over the internet or bought it out of state, it has to be shipped to an authorized ammunition dealer here. And then that ammunition dealer has to complete the transaction face-to-face. There's, of course, a fee for that transaction, as always, from the state. And then there may be a waiting period. There's some confusion on if they're going to make you wait to pick up your ammunition, much like you have a 10-day wait for purchasing a firearm. There's also been discussion early on with the legislation that if you had a CCW, that you wouldn't have to go through the background process because you've already been vetted.
Sure.
But that hasn't come to fruition either. They also talked about that for firearms purchases, that you could end up basically waiving the background and 10-day wait if you had a CCW, but that hasn't come to fruition. This is not necessarily a gun-friendly state legislature or administration here, and it's going to with the new governor coming in, he's already said publicly that if gun control bills come before him, he will likely sign them.
Mm. Okay, let's go to the phones. DC, good morning. Do you have a comment or a question?
Yeah, pretty simple solution for these camp things where the homeless are in fires. You know, when you go to a state park to camp out, you have to build your fire in an approved fire ring. Why can't the city make a law that you can't have a fire unless it's an approved fire ring?
Well, I think that the city has just made the laws that you can't have open fires in any public area. You can't camp or have open fires. Now, that probably means if you have a fire ring approved by the city that you can. But what they're doing is they're going to stop everybody from camping in public areas and having fires out there. They're going to vote on that at the beginning of January.
Because they're on drugs or drunk and they don't know what's going on. They pass out and all of a sudden the fire gets out of control.
Well, again, D.C., it goes, you make a good point, but then it's only really going to affect the people that want to follow the law. And some of those people in the homeless camps, regardless if there was a fire ring or not, they'd probably build a fire wherever they want. Be non-compliant, and then that's how these things get away, too. But this is a suggestion, but then it's also condoning the camping as well, if you have a place.
Yeah, but it gives you the backup that that's an illegal fire, so you have a reason. I don't know if you have to arrest them, but just it gives you a reason to go in there and do something.
Right. I think that those new laws are going to do that, D.C. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for your comments. Okay, it's about 28 minutes after the hour here. You know what? I'm not even all these new things with the new prohibitions coming down. I do have this one question: the so-called assault weapons. If it wasn't registered, one of the things they said was you have to make it mechanically unable to shoot if you have one. Or am I just totally wrong?
I haven't heard about making it mechanically unable to shoot. If you have a what qualifies as an assault weapon, it's basically a semi-automatic sporting rifle, but that's a whole other issue.
Right.
You have to have it properly registered as an assault weapon. It has certain characteristics that make an assault weapon like a pistol grip, forearm, pistol grip, rear, detachable magazine. And if you haven't registered by now, the deadline has passed. I think the deadline was July of this year that you have to have everything registered. And then if not, it would become illegal. And then that would obviously be an issue for some people. So, but there's also ways that you can take. Many people use an AR platform, and AR does not stand for assault rifle. No. It stands for Armalite rifle.
Right, the ones who originally made the M16.
Correct. But there's now stocks that are out there that take away some of the characteristics that make the requirements that it's an assault rifle. Basically, it's a stock that is very similar to a standard firearm rifle stock.
Right. And you and we can talk about that one. But so I'm just trying to think about people that didn't, that if they had one and they didn't register it and they don't shoot it. I mean, if they, I mean, if it's unable to shoot, does it still make it illegal?
It could with it because again, you'd have to look at the parts of the law. You know, if you could say, hey, it's not able to shoot because they took a firing pin out. Well, all you have to do is reinstall it, and it's able to. So. It's also a requirement that if you have what is previously known as an 80% lower, which was a lower receiver for an AR-type rifle, didn't have serial numbers. Those are required to have serial numbers now. Mm-hmm. And so you have to apply through Department of Justice to have the to get a serial number that can be applied to the lower receiver.
Okay. All right. All right. It's just questions I
have. So, yeah, more and more laws coming out.
What happens is they make a law. They make so many laws that you find out that you've broken a law and you didn't even know there was a law. They own you.
I encourage people to stay informed through organizations such as NRA, California Rifle Pistol Association, Gun Owners of California. You can go to their websites. You've had Sam Paredes on here from Gun Owners of California.
Well, you know what? It's probably time for a big bring-up with
Sam.
It'd
be about
here.
That yeah, time, time, and then he can bring you up to speed on all the stuff that's going on in Sacramento with pending legislation and some of the new laws as well. And Sam is a great guy. Yeah. I know him personally, and he is well-informed as well.
Sam's good people. Okay, we're going to take a break here. It's 8:31 in the morning on the 19th of December. It's 51 degrees out there. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and Alliance Heating and Air brought us this segment. Serving the North State for over a quarter of a century with outstanding service for all makes and models of HVAC systems. They're the ones that take care of our systems there at our house, at the Bot House, and have done just a wonderful job. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Sharon Clark, Carl Bot, TCNR 1460. We'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Basinko.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Sail into 2019 at Wind River Resort and Casino. Purchase your New Year's Eve bash tickets now. This party kicks off December 31st at 7:30. Featuring DJ Chris, mixing it up for headlining act Hill Street Band, performing dance music from the 70s to present day, so you can dance the night away. Dinner, dancing, and drink specials. Tickets $50 per person includes a buffet dinner, dessert, a bottle of champagne per couple, and $5 free slot play. VIP is only $250 per couple, including a delicious buffet, dinner,
dinner, dessert, a bottle of champagne per couple at midnight, $20 free slot play, and a room at our very own Wind River Resort and Casino Hotel. No need to travel. Lots of fun giveaways and a chance to win a fabulous Baja cruise. This event sells out fast. Reserve your tickets online at WindRiver.com or at the River Club. For details on Wind River Resort and Casino's signature New Year's Eve bash, download the Wind River app, offering a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. It's better at the River.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Backo and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backo and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studios at KCNR 1460, right down here at 1326 Market Street, at the heart of Reading, the epicenter of change here. This portion of the show brought to you by... Ooh, people are walking by. And this is the hardest part for me. I just watch people going by, walking their dogs, walking each other. You know, brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives the best haircuts in the world. Man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans at Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm here with Sharon Clark. It's 52 degrees outside. The humidity is about 91. It's 8:36 in the morning. Here with Sheriff Tom Basinko, and we have a caller. Nick, do you have a question for the sheriff?
For the sheriff, and I've got a comment for Sharon to start off with. Sharon, you don't have to worry about the homeless / transients coming into your business anymore, because the city took the bull by the horn last night and they passed an ordinance. They're going to pass an ordinance. It says no campfires and you can't be in the park after 10 o'clock.
Awesome.
So that should alleviate your problem there.
Thank you.
Sheriff, you know, I read in the paper where four people from Stockton came up to Reading and did a home invasion, and they were caught. Now, it's my understanding that they'll be sentenced here in Reading. If they get, say, 5 years in the county jail and their dysfunctional families move up here to be closer to them, isn't there something we can do to send them back where they came from? I mean, this just doesn't seem fair.
If they're sentenced here in Shasta County to Shasta County Jail...
Yeah.
They're released. They could either A, return home to their home county, or they could relocate here. There's nothing restrict that. I get what Nick is saying is, hey, when we're released, can we make them go back to their county?
No, I think he said while they're in jail.
While they're in jail, they're not residents of this area. They came up here.
Correct.
You know, the same thing happens with drug traffickers on Interstate 5. They track them from Los Angeles up to Seattle, wherever they're going to. And it's my understanding they wait till they get up into the mountains between Pitt River Bridge, Bridge Bay, and, Mount Shasta. Because if they pull them over there, they're in an unfamiliar mountainous area and they're easier to catch if they try and run off. You know, these people are sent to prison and then paroled here and have to stay here. And what I'm asking you is, I think you should take the bull by the horns and get a hold of Brian Dolly and find some way to alleviate that burden on us when these people aren't members of our community.
Good point, Nick. And then when they are released from prison, they're can be returned to their home county for parole of where they were residents, regardless of where they committed the crime. And they do look at that. And oftentimes, if they're now with the AB 109 sentencing requirements, we do have multi-year sentences here in the county and throughout the state. Here in the county, I believe the highest here in Shasta County right now is 6 or 7 years, and that person is doing their time here. But many times, some of these people are just local residents that have been county residents as well. But point well taken, and thank you for calling in.
Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks,
have Nick. A great day.
You too, Nick.
Thanks.
You know, that leads to the other thing. You know, they just passed, the Senate just passed a bill on prison reform.
Yeah.
And did you see they're turning loose a lot of people there.
Yeah, that's what basically this legislature has been about, is turning loose more people. Part of it is for compliance with AB 109. But
this is now the feds, and they're turning the federal. They're going to start opening up the federal prison.
And how's that working out? We're seeing crime increase throughout California with the releases from prison and jails. You still have bail reform that's an issue on the way they're going to be doing bail.
I thought we weren't even going to do bail.
That's what I mean, basically doing away with it.
Right.
And then
that
that's going to cause
like 8,000 people
failures to appear in court and everything.
I heard about that.
It's kind of crazy, and all it is impacting more people and people here. But going to jails, we have a lot of stuff going on in our jail.
Well, that's what I want to get into, is that I want to get a catch up on what we're doing with those new seats, and then the impact that, since I heard that beginning of the year, they're going to start digging out here for the county courthouse, and the impact that has.
Supposedly, they're supposed to have the contractor on site for the new courthouse getting going as of December 1st, just as on Monday. And so we haven't seen that happen yet, but I'm sure after the first year they're going to be going. Within the jail, we have the jail shower project with adding showers to the jail, which will allow us to expand our beds up to an additional 102 beds, taking our population up to a rated capacity once it gets all the ratings from the state up to about 441, I believe. And that's going to help, but those beds will be filled up just within a couple, 3 days. We average anywhere from 20 to 60 bookings per day, and so those are going to be occupied very quickly. It's not the solution. And then more longer term is once the courthouse is complete, we want to convert courtrooms 1 and 2, which are attached to the jail building there in the court complex, looking for beds, and that could be at least 64, could be more. And then there's another modular courtroom next to the courthouse and jail buildings there that we might be able to use for programming, which is essentially classes and services or rehabilitation that we can use as well.
You know, the good thing about this window is you can see everything that's going on, and then the bad thing about the window is they can see everything that's going on here.
You know,
and we're standing here with the sheriff, and there's people out there, and they're
and looking. If you're a fan of KCNR, this is
great.
Come on by and look in the window.
Give us a wave.
This
wave
new it. Studio is beautiful, with a beautiful granite or marble
quartz
table here.
Mike
new microphones.
Yep.
It is beautiful upgrade that you've done, and congratulations on getting it all completed.
Well,
I know it's been a work in progress.
Oh, it has been. Now we're Andy Main and his people are helping us with the and Eric Marler out there at Mountain Communications are helping us with the putting all the antennas up so we can start running the FM here next year.
But a lot going on in the jail.
Let me ask one more question on that. Is there any way of using modular to hold prisoners at all? If it's connected somehow?
They are. They do make modular jails. They're a little less expensive than building a brick and mortar, but they do have some. They still have to put them on a foundation, still have to be connected with all the utilities, sewer, water, electricity, and then you still have to have all the other infrastructure with the computers. And then sometimes things don't work right. They have to meet state standards as well for jail cells, and then you got to have some place to put them on there. We've discussed this several times before, but if you just went out and, say, got a modular building,
talking about
a classroom or a home, won't stand up for the rigors of jail
part.
Incarceration.
But if we're clearing out that whole area down there by the jail, that there could be a pad built there that attaches somehow.
Big thing we need, in addition to jail beds, we also need the space for rehabilitation and services, because when our jail was built in 1984 and opened, the it wasn't designed for that. They just would lock them up, throw away the key, and no rehabilitation. Now the big thing is trying to get them rehabilitated and get some services. We have a great partnership with Shasta College on training some of the low-level offenders to get an education.
And that's working, isn't it?
It is working very well. It has lowered the recidivism rate. Some of the people that have completed the program have gone on to work on their four-year degrees. Many of them are employed and get employment from going through the classes, such as welding, automotive technology, office administration, and others.
Now, these are hand-picked, right?
They are.
And they go out there, and I've talked to the instructors out there, especially in the service.
So we have
inmates that are good.
Serving their time. There are people on supervision through probation. We also have a partnership with Good News Rescue Mission that also helps with the academic preparation before they're going to the college, and it works out very, very well. The program has received awards from the colleges in the state through the Chancellor's Award. It was recently recognized by the California State Association of Counties for the program, and it works out very well, and it will continue. We're trying to see if we can get some classes to come into the jail as well. We already offer GED and high school diplomas. The project within the jail, in addition to the cells, we're cutting the rec yards, the recreation yards, outdoor recreation yards in half, making four instead of two, which makes us be able to get the outdoor recreation multiplied so we can meet the requirements, because that is a requirement. They have a lot of opportunity for outdoor recreation, even though it's enclosed.
Is that the one that's got the push-up?
No, those are just in the cells. Yeah, you're talking about some exercise equipment.
No, not equipment. It was just like a basketball hoop.
Oh, yeah,
That's the outside ones.
And
this isn't, by the way, everybody, this isn't like San Quentin and the other places. This is inside the quadrangle of the jail.
That's correct.
And it's concrete.
You can't see it
from
the street.
And trust me, this is not a like, oh, guys, you get to sit in there and watch TV and live in. No, this is not like that at all.
Carl's been there and taken a tour.
I've taken a tour. And you know what? If anything wants to keep you out of jail, if you've got a kid that's having some problems, take them down and have them take a tour of the jail and say, this is where you're going to work out. This is, oh, you know those things you put in your ears? Nah, you're not going to have that. Oh, look over there. He's going to become your best friend. All these type of things. Anyway, hey, we got to take a quick break here with Chef Tom Basinkle. Sharon Clark is sitting here, and she's just, her eyes are getting bigger. And probably I shouldn't be saying everything I do. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, 8:46 in the morning. We'll be right back.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American-made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the Ascene on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the Ascene on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
Hi, I'm Kevin, owner of Pages Copy Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. No matter what the job is, when it comes to print, scanning, and mailing, we do it all for you. We specialize in color copies, binding documents, making booklets, and bulk mailing. Whether it's faxing, laminating, taking passport photos, or scanning your files, we tailor to your business's needs. No job is too big or small. We do it all.
Pages Copy Center, locally owned for 30 years for all your business copy, print, and mailing services. Give Pages a call at 246-9178. Visit them at 1645 Pine Street.
Celebrate the season with great deals on the world's best-selling off-road lineup during the Polaris Holiday Sales event. Now's the time to get rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. Get more done every day with a hard-working Ranger. Take on any task or any trail with General, the ultimate off-road SUV. Conquer every forest, field, and mountain on an unstoppable Sportsman. Or live your life wide open in a high-performance Razor. Find your dream machine at Polaris.com, then see your dealer for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Come celebrate the Polaris Holiday Sales Event at Lee's Polaris, 2230 Larkspur Lane. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967.
Offer valid in U.S. through 12/31/18, subject to credit approval. Rebates and financing vary by model and year. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and drive.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's the visuals I like to get during the breaks.
When it is live streamed, no one can hear what we talk about off air, right?
No. They can see us. Okay. So we all go in, we're laughing or something like. Anyway, we're here with Sheriff Tom Vasenko, and Tom's been on his. What the hell is going on over there, Tom?
I've been looking up some of the new gun laws we talked about.
Oh, okay. So, you've got some things though that wanted to talk about.
We were talking about the ending because this is the last part of the show.
Last part of the year.
The last part of the year is two. Yeah. And then, of course, do you have your Christmas shopping done? Like most guys probably don't.
No, I've got 4 more days.
Yeah.
5 more days. No, I've got 6 more days.
I was talking to a person that owns a jewelry store, and she said, I'd love it. You know, the people are coming in, the guys are coming in on Christmas Eve and trying to get stuff. And then, of course, usually higher end because it's so late and it's all pretty well picked over. But she said, the ones that come in on December 26th, knowing that they're in hot water, and of course the price of the jewelry goes up because they have to get themselves out of hot water. So anyway, but we have a lot going on in the jail with the new cell project, the recreation yard. Then we're doing some ADA compliance stuff. To everything we put in has to be part of the American Disabilities Act. But the inmates were also starting a new tablet program to where they're going to have some computer tablets. They can't access the internet, but it goes towards doing some of that GED and high school diploma training. They'll be able to order their commissary, which is an in-jail store, essentially, that they can do some things.
Can they buy cigarettes there?
No cigarettes. They can buy candy and some other snacks and some hygiene products and stuff, but no cigarettes. It's a non-smoking jail. Many facilities are like that in the state.
A little dip? No dip either, huh?
No tobacco.
No tobacco. Yeah.
No.
Okay. I was thinking the other kind of dip, but anyway.
No.
So that's going to be a big plus, and it also helps keep them occupied, the tablets. It's a no cost to the taxpayers. It comes through some of the proceeds that we get back from them making phone calls, and it goes towards what we call an inmate welfare fund that helps for safety and for inmate programs within the jail.
So this is for their education type thing. I mean, they're using the pads because you can't have all the books and all these things. Just like all the kids are going to be using here.
And also helps cut down on movement. They can use video visitation. We're going to be kicking that off for video visitation. And you can either have a video visitation screen down in the lobby of the jail, or in certain cases, you could be in New York and go through an online visiting visitation so they can see and talk to their loved ones on video. And that's a big plus of staying connected with their families while incarcerated. We've also just kicked off a new JMS and records management system, and this is a partnership collaboration with Reading Police Department and Anderson Police Department. Our old system was archaic. It was just a little bit more advanced than a stone tablet and chisels, but this has been a 5-year project, multi-million-dollar project. It's for computer-aided dispatch. in the cars and for dispatch. It helps with our records management system for all the agencies. We'll be able to share all the information equally as well within the agencies. And so that's a big plus, and that's been underway since about September, October when we kicked it off. And then the jail management system, very similar to it, kicks off in January. We're doing the training for that, and that's been a long time coming. We're looking forward to it. And purchasing some new radios to update our radios to stay abreast of that. And for our officers, for officer safety, we get some of that money through Homeland Security, that, again, that doesn't cost our budget directly, but it is money that we do receive from the federal government for that. And we're working on that. We just signed a new document with the United States Army. And it's the, I'm aware it's the only type of program that exists in the armed forces. It's called the PAYS program, P-A-Y-S, and that's a partnership for youth success. And as young men and women exit the Army, they are made aware of job openings here for Shasta County, for the sheriff's office, whether it be for correctional officers, deputy sheriffs, cooks, records, because the people of our armed forces receive excellent training. They're disciplined, they and you name it that they get training in. It can be accounting, logistics, military police. And so that was we had a signing yesterday with the Lieutenant Colonel for the program, and that's going to be great. We're looking forward to it. We just graduated some people from the academy down in Oroville at Butte College, two people, and then we're picking up a third. She's in the background process now. And then a person graduated from the Redwoods of College that we're picking up as well. So okay. We're doing pretty good for hiring right now.
Okay, that's four. How many more can we hire?
We are sending four to the academy starting in January. Those have been in-house. They're going to go to the Butte Academy. If nobody left, which that's we're going to have people leave and stuff and retire. But right now we'll be all hired up for patrol side of the house. And then, of course, you know, we still have people that are off, could be injured, or maybe they're off due to a pregnancy.
How many people do you have usually off because of injuries? 10%?
It can run from 10 and or due to injuries, but off in general, it can go from 10%, which is kind of the norm, but we've been as high as 27%.
Yeah, because I was talking to the, to the Redding City Police also and said, yeah, they were running at over 20% there because of several injuries, but all those guys are coming back. But he says at any time it's like 10%.
Right. And then when people are injured, you can't replace those positions.
Right.
Sometimes they'll be coming back. Other times they may have to retire out due to their injury.
Sure.
But it takes a long time in coming. And so we're looking good for there. We're still hiring for the jail for correctional deputies in there. So if you know somebody that's interested.
Well, you know what? I heard the rumor that Sharon Clark and Brenda Hahn have applied for the jail to be deputies in the jail.
They could.
Sharon, is that true that you and Brenda were going to go do that?
You know,
and it was going to be the first part of reality show. Sharon and Brenda. Sharon and Brenda in Shasta County Jail.
You know, too, and then we also assisted Butte County with the response for the campfire down there. Yeah. We're sending staff down there throughout the campfire, and that was very busy. And then,
do you feel like maybe you turned a corner here, Tom?
For fires or for hiring?
Well, not for fires, but for the hiring, and it, you know, we're starting to get our arms a little bit more around the jail.
Cautiously optimistic.
Okay.
It is getting there. Maybe we are. It could turn around in a minute and see. But it is working. I just got back from a state sheriff's meeting. But still the same concerns. It's difficult to find, recruit, and hire people, whether it be for a big agency or for small agencies such as us. A neat thing coming up, UC Berkeley Police did a toy drive for the victims of the campfire.
Wow.
They had just a huge response. They said, hey, you know what? We have too many toys. And they reached out to myself here in Shasta County, and they said, hey, come on down tomorrow. We're going to go down to Chico, and we're going to have some toys that we'll give you, and then we can get distributed to maybe victims of the campfire for children that were victims as well. And so that is just super. They have a bunch for, of course,
Berkeley.
UC Berkeley Police Department.
That's cool.
And they were just a huge response.
I imagine a lot of those came from the students down there.
Probably.
You know, and you know what? I think these fires have just cut across the strata.
Alameda County Sheriff's Office and the Deputy Sheriff's Association, the community, came together and they donated over 600 bikes that they're sending to Butte County. Jeez. And then you may have seen in the paper, Ted Blankenheim, I believe his name
right.
was, is giving away bikes for the car victims. I called him and said, hey, we might be able to get some toys together as well for the giveaway. And he's going to be doing that on December 24th. And then I think we'll probably coordinate with Northern Valley Catholic Social Services for the toys to give away as well. So that's just great. We have very giving communities up here in the North State, Shasta and Butte counties and the others, and trying to help out the victims of the car fire and the campfire and try and get their lives maybe to a little bit towards normal after they've lost. Some people have lost everything, and the children has lost everything as well.
That's wonderful.
Sheriff Tom Basenko is with us. Our last time this year.
Tom, this year.
I just want to say Merry Christmas and thank you for your public service.
Thank you very much. I enjoy coming here. Enjoy serving the people of Shasta County. And I want to wish everyone a blessed and Merry Christmas and a better and prosperous New Year. Be safe and enjoy serving you and everybody else.
Thanks so much, Tom. And you, young ladies,
Carl, thanks for having
me. Well, thanks for coming.
And to piggyback on Sheriff Basenko, we have Uber, we have friends. Please do not drink and drive. There's plenty of reasons and resources here. Plan your night out. I Uber to the Christmas party if I think I'm going to have a couple drinks. There's no reason to worry about you leaving your car. Your car can be replaced. So please take care of yourselves. We want you back and healthy in 2019.
Okay, hey, tomorrow the mayor, the city manager, and the engineer, traffic engineer for the Costco build, all tomorrow right here at Free Fire Radio. Have a great day.
Bye, everyone.
The news is brought to you on KCNR at Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive.